Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Abby.
Burt. Is marriage outdated? Is it an institution that, oh, you know what, my parents did, my grandparents did, there was so much pressure to get married when we were younger, but not feeling it so much anymore?
I think a lot of people in my generation see it that way, but I think a good question to ask is, like, why have we decided that it's outdated? You know what I mean? Because I've seen a lot of people get into marriage-like situations where you're essentially living with the person and doing everything that a married couple does, which is totally fine, but then you also, like, deny yourself any of, like, the legal benefits. So if it does end, I mean, like, you really have no protections for yourself, which is fine. Some people can handle that, but I wonder why people are so...
Because they've been looking at their parents and their parents' parents and their crappy marriages, and they're like, I don't want that for me.
Mm-hmm. Could it be, I don't know if this is one and the same or two different things, but it's not that I think marriage is outdated. It's the idea that you have to get married that I think is outdated. It's like marriage can be wonderful for people, but also if you don't want to get married, I think that can be wonderful for you too. I think it's the idea that in order to have a successful relationship, you have to be married. It's that mentality for me that's outdated.
40% of young adults, they don't really define young adults, well, let's say millennials, all right, think that marriage is outdated and that the tradition doesn't really matter anymore. And on top of that, 85% of young adults say that you don't need marriage to have a fulfilling and committed relationship.
True.
Romy. Yeah, no, I also think, like, the divorce rate plays a big factor when I look at it, because I think people are so quick to divorce. So it's just, to me, it's just like, why even bother to, like, you know, get together if you're going to, like, quickly divorce? And to me, it's just like, why are we going to go through that legal trouble if that divorce is there, like the mindset is there, like people are so quick to it instead of, because at least with my parents, I feel like they've been together for 22, 23 years or something like that.
And happy like 19 of.
Probably.
I think when you look at a number like 50%, though, that's a daunting number. Mm-hmm. That means one in two aren't going to make it. So if we don't figure out and try to figure out why that number is still at 50, then I'd be upset by the number also. It would intimidate me.
But it's interesting, within the millennial group, the ones who are not ascribing to marriage as important, the divorce rate's only 25%.
That right. Well, so they're still young enough.
Well, I mean, millennials are in their 40s now.
Oh, millennials.
Yeah, okay. Millennials. So I'm saying, like, they may not be getting married, but at the same time, it looks like the marriages that are happening are lasting at a higher rate, though they are younger, so they still have time to get divorced.
A little bit of time. Plenty of time to realize how unhappy you are. All right, so Romeo's got this first date plan for this week, man, and you're feeling all the anxiety of it, as you should.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is, like, the first time that I feel like I'm actually, like, okay, I feel like every single... I'm flustered. I'm freaking the crap out of it.
First of all, you got to cool down on it, man.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
No,
you're right.
Get it all out now. That way you're not doing this on the date.
I feel like my heart is, like, coming out of my chest right now.
What's at stake here? I mean, what? Yeah. She must really be a prize here.
Dude, she's a 10.
Whoa.
And when I say she's a 10, I showed a picture to Katie and Rebecca, and they were like, how did you get this? And I was like, whoa, first of all, I did it. She got me. So she slid into my DMs, which is...
Are we sure she's real?
No, we're not.
She could be an AI.
No, uh-huh. I've met her.
Okay, where did you meet her? Did she go to a different school?
No, we met up. So she slid into DMs and we met up, and it was one of those situations where, like, obviously she was attractive, so I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go meet this girl. We're going to meet at the bar. And this was a, like, it wasn't a date. I wouldn't say, like, it was, a, like, we were both already out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so it was a situation where, like, she just kind of slid in because I had posted a story that I was out and about.
Mm-hmm.
And so we met, and it was just a great connection.
Oh, wait, wait. When you met, did it involve tucking a dollar into a G-string?
No.
Was there a cover charge involved?
There was no. Why?
Two-drink minimum?
You guys don't think I can,
I got confidence in you.
Thank you.
I have confidence in you. You're a good-looking man.
Thanks. I'm freaking out, but thank you.
Okay?
Yeah.
So when you guys meet, there's a connection.
There is.
Such a connection.
There is. Of course, like, she's attractive, so I was, like, very, like, all right, I'm just going to go because she's attractive. But I wasn't expecting for her to have a great personality, so we were vibing the entire night. And it was one of those situations where it was like, let me take you on a date. And it just so happened that she agreed. And we have a date planned for today.
Yeah.
Today.
It's an where? Afternoon date.
It's a Del Bar here in Atlanta.
Ooh, good choice.
Thank you. And I don't know what it is, but like I had to make reservations. And like it felt to me, this was like the first, because I feel like every single time that I've tried to go on a date,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys kind of noticed, but like I usually try to go for like a lunch date. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't feel too serious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now this time around, it's dinner. And I feel like I'm starting, I don't know what it is, but I'm freaking out. Yeah. A little bit, so
we can't tell.
Yeah, right. No, it's totally okay to feel like this, but like you gotta like settle it down before you get there.
Yeah,
right?
Drink some water or something, bro. You are in a mid panic.
I got tequila.
You also have to remember this too. She's as nervous as you are.
No, she's like, not. No, there's no way.
Well, yeah, she's not as nervous, but she might be close. You gotta remind yourself. You know what? You got a lot to offer, dude.
No, yeah.
You are a catch.
Yeah.
Don't go in there and thinking that you're lucky. Oh, I hope I can perform. I hope she accepts me. You're a catch, dude.
Thanks.
It's not always easy when you like somebody, but you genuinely have to go in there and treat it like any other date.
Mm-hmm.
You can't put too much emphasis on it because it's going to show. She's going to see through that.
Yeah.
You got to play it cooler.
Do I pull up with flowers?
No.
Too hard.
Too much.
Yeah. Just go be yourself, dude.
Okay.
And when that stuff doesn't work, then just get more drinks into her.
No, I got this. It's just the initial fear, but like I know, like I'm letting it all here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm letting it all here, and then I'm gonna be chill by the end.
Okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you guys feel like this a bit right before our first date? This nervous?
No, absolutely not. I go into it just hoping that the guy looks like his photos. I think.
Well, most of your guys show up like an hour late. That's also another
thing.
That
was one guy.
If you had a 10, you'd probably be freaking out.
Listen, when a 10 asks me out, then I'll get that nervous.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck today, dude.
Thanks.
Good
luck. Thanks.
The Burt Show.